Hello, my name is Debbie Ralph and welcome to stage 3 of our walk. You should now be in Trinity Square, so go to the centre and face Holminster. Until 2017 it was the largest parish church by area in England, but became a minster during Hull City of Culture year. It now serves a more senior function in the area, on behalf of the York Diocese. There are lots to explore around here, the minster of course, Trinity Market to your left, and the old grammar school built in 1585 to your right. The school was attended by both William Wilberforce and the 17th century poet and politician Andrew Marvell, whose statue you can see close to the school entrance. This is a nice area to sit and relax and take the weight off your tired feet. Mind you, this area hasn't always been like this. It used to be the graveyard to Holy Trinity Church, and it has really seen some torrid times. Let's hear what the early Victorian headmaster of the school had to say about conditions during this time.
But these days the stench from the graveyard overrides the pain. For 3 months in this God's year 1849, cholera has rampaged through the town, killing nearly 2,000 people. Where you're standing looked like a ploughed field, coffins piled on coffins with no soil in between, and today when it floods they still stick up out the ground. Now I don't want to put you off sending your pupils here, of course. We'll soon cover them up again.
Well, he seemed to take it all in his stride, didn't he? Well, I'm sure you'll be pleased to hear we've now cleaned up the cholera, so it's quite safe to walk around here. Incidentally, the Grammar School is now the hands-on history museum and is well worth a visit, and you can find out opening times from our website in the museum section. Please take a closer look at the minster and the miracles in Trinity Square, and if you've time, do visit the minster itself. It really is worth a look, and there's lots of information about it once you're inside. You can find out much more about Hull's Trinity Square in the Want to Know More section of our website. When you are ready to move on, please turn around and go to the archway. This is the entrance of Prince Street, directly opposite the Holminster main entrance. This is one of the shorter stages of the walk and takes us from here to the marina via Dagger Lane. You should now be standing at the entrance to Prince Street in Trinity Square and about to enter the late 18th century. So please walk under the archway down Prince Street. This is a residential area, so please keep as quiet as you can. You can see in front of you a very attractive curved row of Georgian houses completed in early 1770s. At the time they were built, it is believed that there were gardens facing the houses, which I think, being so close to Holy Trinity Church, would have made them very desirable places to live, as they still are today. The Prince, after which this street is named, is not Albert this time, but the Prince Regent, who became George IV in 1820. Oh, and by the way, there are photographs of Prince Street in our photo gallery on our website. Now remember, it's 1790 and there are all manner of people around and about, so go carefully. I will meet up with you when you reach Dagger Lane.
Hey, you there. Yes, you, dressed rather strangely with those things in your ear. I'm rather concerned about your welfare. You look rather well-dressed to be abroad in this part of town unescorted. These are dangerous times, what with foot pads and pickpockets and the Navy press gangs active around here recruiting to fight that scoundrel Napoleon. I trust you're well-armed at a meeting with someone in Dagger Lane. So please, make haste and keep your hand on your pistol, for you may need it. Godspeed.
Well done. You have made it to the corner of Prince Street and Dagger Lane. It is worth a mention about the building at the corner here to your left. The unassuming building is the oldest Masonic lodge in Hull, called the Minerva Lodge No. 250. Parts of this building date back to 1698 and it is Grade 2 listed. From here, turn right into Dagger Lane. You will notice to your left a large warehouse built in 1831. We saw it on stage 2 of the walk. It's now a popular bar and nightclub. Please continue along Dagger Lane until you reach Postern Gate and turn left. From here, you can see the side of the warehouse with its gantry loading bays still intact. Once you reach the end of Postern Gate, please cross over the road and onto the wide pavement of Princess Dock Street. Watch out for traffic, mainly delivery traffic, coming from either direction. Okay, so here we are on Postern Gate. If you could now please turn around and looking across the street, from here you will have an excellent view of the warehouse, nightclub. Next to the warehouse is Dundee Chambers, once the offices of Dundee and Perth Shipping Company Limited, founded in 1857, trading from Dundee to London and all the ports in between. Hull had good trading connections with Dundee. The building is now part of the nightclub. Along with this row, as we continue along Princess Dock Street, is Fairlie & Co, which began trading in 1750 as a shipping company. The site is also linked to Hull-born Sir Alfred Newton, a businessman whose company specialised in salvage, raising or breaking up sunken ships that were a danger to navigation. Sir Alfred Newton was also the Lord Mayor of London and the first chairman of Harrods. So please stay on the paved area and continue along the side of Princess Quay and head towards the large square warehouse, which is the one-time number 6 warehouse used for storing general goods for shipment through Princess Dock. As you can see, many of the original features have been preserved. It is now a popular restaurant. So here we are at number 6 warehouse, so if you could now please turn right and you will see what's left of the old lock gates between Humber Dock and Prince Dock. It's thought that the reason for the lock was due to the difference in the water levels between the River Hull at Queen's Dock and Humber Dock as the tides ebb and flow on the Humber. You will now see a busy road ahead. This is Castle Street. Although called a street, it is in fact the A63, the busiest road in the city. It leads from the M62 in the west to the industrial docks to the east. The footbridge in front of you is known as the Murdoch Connection. It's named after Mary Murdoch, Hull's first woman GP and founder member of Hull's women's suffrage movement. So here we are at the end of stage 3 of our walk. When you are ready for stage 4, then please cross over the bridge and once onto the other side, press stage 4, the marina, on your handset. Oh, and by the way, may I point out a really worthwhile viewing point as you cross over the bridge. Once over the other side of the bridge, but before you go down the steps or the ramp, you will see a viewing area looking over the marina in front of you. From here, the panoramic view is really spectacular, and I hope you will feel it is worth an extra few minutes of your time.